Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Monday, August 1st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. India headlines today's news with fears of a cholera outbreak coming on the heels of deadly flooding in western India. Hope Givers International Samuel Thomas fears thousands of children will die. He's trying to recruit Americans to help.
This is where I would love to have the American medical doctors, nurses to come and help us, you know, have clinics on the streets of Bombay. We can take any street corner and have a clinic where these children who have nobody, they see that there's somebody that cares for them.
Thomas says that's an open door to share the gospel. Next, Pakistani Christians face persecution under Pakistan's blasphemy law. That, added to the militant Islamic element, can make ministry pretty difficult for Christians. However, there's another story emerging. Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner says under the current administration, many believers are calling it a golden age of the church.
We've just finished our school for 250 children. We are a Christian school. And so the people are getting a chance to hear the gospel. We're educating Christians, Muslims, and Hindus together so that we can break down some of these barriers of prejudice.
And Sunday, July 24th, was a first for a rural tribe in Cochabamba, Bolivia. New Tribe's missionary teams launched an evangelistic Bible-teaching ministry for people living in rural Quechua villages. The same Bible study lessons will be offered twice a week. The lessons also coincide with what the people are already hearing on Christian radio. Pray for open hearts among them. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing stories of how God uses Sat7 to change hearts and lives, which makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.